This is Samira Bose from Auroville Radio, and today we have with us Pierre from the south of France. I had volunteered at Buta Garden in December, and it was an absolutely magical experience. One of my favorite parts there was pesto making, and here I am 10 months later, back in Portus with Pierre, who has stayed in Buta Garden for 7 years now. Hello, Pierre. Can you tell us a bit about your involvement with Buta Garden and Auroville?
Yes. So, Auroville, for me, it's a very important step in my spiritual journey because I came in India in 2000 with a strong motivation of finding myself and finding my destiny. That was the main motivation, and I was completely focused on that. I didn't have to do any effort on disciplining myself. That was my way, and nothing else was important. So I spent 8 years in 2 different ashrams. And this spiritual, 8 years of spiritual experience, intense spiritual experience, brought me to Auroville. And Auroville is a step where I can say I am integrating my spiritual life into my involvement into the material life, the social life, etc., etc. Because ashram life is secluded and all these kind of things. So coming back to Auroville was to come back to the reality of producing food, of dealing with money and society and all the other aspects that we are separated when we are living in ashram. Ashram was definitely a preparation, and I think it's very important to understand that they are not going against the others. If we take it the right way, they are really complementary. Because many people say in Auroville, it's not an ashram. Of course, it's not an ashram. That's easy to understand. But the base of Auroville is still the sanctity. And if you want to learn sanctity and the basic principle, ashram is meant for that. So it's for me a very complementary thing. To these two things are very complementary. But as I leave it from inside, that was it, coming back to the normal life in the society and in the reality through working with the soil, and every action has a symbolic aspect. And of course, that was to grow my roots. To grow my roots, and I keep as a saying to people as a half a joke, it's more difficult to have to walk on the earth than to put a feet on the moon. Because it's easy to dream, means the moon, but to be fully standing on the earth is not that easy.
A lot of what we used to talk about at Buta Garden and say what we learn over there is about, say, energy of food and the memory of water. In this context, can you tell us something about your pesto and the ingredients that you put in it?
So I'm very happy of how somehow, I really like to say it like that, Sri Aurobindo Mother, obviously, because they are here, obviously here, because of them, that's clear. So I'm really happy to turn it like that, which when I arrive in Auroville, even if I am south of France, is a country of basil and pistou and pesto. So I didn't know what was pesto. So because we had a surplus of basil in Buta Garden, someone suggested me, why don't you do pesto? And I said, what is pesto? So I learned to do pesto. I learned the normal recipe, which everybody knows. And everybody, for now I'm doing it for 4 years, and I see how much people want to always replicate the same recipe. And I change that. So I change the ingredient of the normal pesto recipe for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is that I want to use what grow here in the bioregion. I don't want to import things from the other side of the world. It means I'm not using pine nuts or olive oil because it's not growing here. And for me, it makes sense to use what is locally grown. So I'm using cashew instead of pine nuts and sunflower oil instead of olive oil. So the ingredient of the recipe is... As I said, basil, sunflower oil, cashew nut, Himalayan salt, and lemon juice. So why I do like that? Mainly, I don't want to use olive oil because of the strong taste of this olive oil. It breaks, it fade up the companionship, I call it like that, but the good companionship between the cashew, organic cashew from Auroville, and organically grown basil in Buddha Garden. So if I put something too strong, it will break the good relationship between these two ingredients, and then it will be different. So, yeah, about the pesto, I'm really happy because for the last 2 or 3 weeks, finally, after 3 years and 4 years of making pesto, I finally found organic sunflower oil, which has a fantastic smell, and the taste and the cohesiveness of this oil is so amazing that the pesto now is not feel much less oily because the cohesiveness of the organic sunflower oil change the whole creamy aspect of the pesto. So I'm very, very happy. It took me 4 years to get out of the industrial chemical sunflower oil, that because it's so difficult to find something else, there is no choice, there's no option. And this is something very important for me at many levels. One, of course, is symbolic. Sunflower is sunflower, and the way it resonates with the body is really amazing. So when I do the pesto with this organic sunflower oil, all my body, my heart rejoices because something is happening which is beyond the mind. And I can say it like that. My heart is rejoicing because it's very healthy, natural. That's a very beautiful continuation of this pesto adventure, because I changed the recipe 3 or 4 times, just finding I really, my inner mindset is definitely not to listen too much to what people say and to the rules and to what is from the past. I'm just discovering and taking with what is coming up in front of me. That's my philosophy. I'm just looking what is around, what is happening, and I do with it. So I completely eradicated all this mindset of the accumulated past life and past philosophy. I want to do with something new, and somehow at my level this pesto recipe is something fully new, and I'm very happy with it.
So your commercial unit is called Taste of Nature. Will you tell us a bit about your hopes and aspirations for the unit?
So my motivation, how I started this unit, is because in the farming group and the farm, let's say, a social and economic situation is quite difficult. So we are always running after generating income because we are very limited, and it's a very strong limitation to grow what is needed for Auroville. Means we need money, as we call it like that. I would like to find another way, but for now that's a reality. So we need to find income generation to be able to produce what is needed for Auroville at the food level. So that's my first motivation, try to create income with a commercial unit to be able to grow more food. That was the first motivation. After, since I have been able to find organic product, I'm distributing, so I'm making some product. My main product are pesto and cashew, organic cashew from Auroville. I also go for dry fruit, and now distributing organic sunflower oil. My hope for my second main motivation is based on the fact that, as I said, I really want to support as much as I can my spiritual life, and my spiritual life go through what I eat, because it can't be a separation between what we eat and how we think. It's both the way we think, the way we experience the reality is intimately connected, and nothing can replace that. Nothing can replace that of what we eat. Many people say, yes, spirit, mind is beyond everything. It's not true. Mind is bound to what we eat. This is for me an absolute certitude. So if people observe themselves after eating an ice cream and something organic, they will see that there is a difference. So I want to support the yoga, means the health at every level, the physical and the mental health of people, by finding appropriate food.
Well, I can stand by that the pesto is definitely fantastic, and everyone should try and get it if they can. The pesto is available at
Aspiration for Tous, New for Tous, Earth, Food Link.
All right. Thank you so much, Pierre. It was so nice to meet you and have you talk with us. And I hope that there are a lot of volunteers at Buddha Garden who come and help you out soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Samira.